It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. I hope that most of you, my friends, have had the pleasure of traveling to Italy at least once and experienced the glory of Rome with its thousands of years of history and culture visible on seemingly every street and piazza of this ancient city. And boy, its museums, chock full of gods and goddesses, and I mean Greek and Roman marble sculptures of nude deities. Last week, two of these marble beauties in the collection of Capitoline Museum were temporarily imprisoned in tall white boxes. What was their crime, you ask? Nudity, of course. Italian authorities were afraid to insult the sensibilities of President Hassan Rouhani of Iran, who was scheduled to attend a news conference with the Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, held in Capitoline Museum's Grand Hall. The story was reported in the New York Times last week. Italian authorities were rightfully ridiculed for their lack of, should I say, balls, in dealing with essential cultural traditions representing the glory of Italian art history. The irony is, when President Rouhani visited the Vatican, no one there attempted to shield him from all the glorious nudes that fills its walls and ceilings. Today's New York Times article continues to deal with Italy's clumsy attempt at courtesy toward Iran's president. It's still a mystery. Who ordered the sculptures to be hidden inside white coops? No one in the position of authority, neither in the government nor in the museum itself, has taken responsibility for this embarrassing decision. But let's be fair to our Italian friends and remember that here in the United States, the fear of nudity among politicians on occasions leads to similarly embarrassing incidents. I recall the reports back in 2002 about covering partially nude statues in the Great Hall of the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. Attorney General John Ashcroft ordered to have the statues covered during formal events because he didn't like being photographed in front of them. And speaking of nudes here at home, our City of Angels is ready to welcome a new beauty, which soon will grace the galleries of the Getty Museum. At a recent Sotheby's auction in New York, the gorgeous Danae by famous Italian painter Orazio Gentileschi was acquired by the Getty for the impressive sum of just over $30 million. According to Greek mythology, an oracle warned Danae's father that her son would kill him one day. So Danae's father hid her in a tower to keep mortal men away. The only person who managed to penetrate this tower, and Danae herself, was Zeus, who did so by turning himself into a shower of gold coins. I bet my bottom dollar that this gorgeous painting, with its life-size nude figure greeting her divine lover, will become a major attraction in the Getty collection. And hopefully, no visiting politicians object to being photographed in front of it. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.